This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. Before we get to the next subject in hand, all right, this is what we're going to do for one of the – well, we'll do both pair, and then we'll have a drawing.
Okay.
We are going to give away two pair of tickets for Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship, June 22nd, out at the fairgrounds.
Yes, sir.
This is all you have to do to register.
Okay.
You can email it. You can tweet it. You can direct message it. Now, if you post it, then everybody that sees your post is now going to know the answer, which will cut down the opportunity for you to win the tickets.
Okay.
So just be smart. I'm not telling you because I know better. Because
I'm dumb.
I didn't say that. I might have thought it, but I didn't say it.
Perfect.
All right. So I said, we'll have more, but I said four guests that we're going to have from the press box on June 19th when we do the show live with some of the bare knuckle fighters.
Sure.
To register to win, how many do they have to say? Three of the four?
Three
of the four. So get me somehow, hand deliver it, smoke signal it, hot air balloon it.
Morse code it.
Whatever. However you need to do to register, I need three of those four names of who's going to be on the show live from the press box.
Did you use Morse code on the Navy ship?
Something similar.
Yeah. Do they have like a special coding or some kind of?
Well, you do Morse code.
Do you?
You also do, you know, flag code.
Tweeting.
Well, there was no tweeting. Jesus and I, when we went on that ship together, Jesus, Moses, and I, when we sailed the seven seas.
It's a good crew. One guy can walk on the water. One guy can part the water. Then there's you.
And the other one who drinks the water. It's all cool. All right. I stand corrected on something that I was pretty vocal about.
Really? Okay.
And it's ironic because there's a couple guys over that cover the Buccaneers. We always talk MMA. We always talk wrestling. And I said, I don't get why Dean Ambrose, and I forget his real name, John Moxon or something like that. Wasn't Moxon the guy from Varsity Blues? Did you ever see that movie?
Yeah, Mox.
Yeah, Mox. You know, Mox.
Mox.
All right, so I'm like, how does he leave the WWE with everything that he had going and part of the Shield? And, you know, he was upset at storylines.
Okay.
And I'm thinking he's been the champion, he's been this, he's been that. And then he addressed some of that. From what I understand, I just read like a paragraph of it. But he addressed. And then one of the worst things that he had to do is when he made fun of Roman Reigns, whatever his real name is, Joe something, when his leukemia came back.
Oh, right.
And it was in the storyline where he was like making fun of that.
Right.
Now I get it why he left. You know, because of that alone would make me want to leave. You know, they were tight. They were friends. Even if you're not a friend, there's people that I can't stand. And I certainly wouldn't make fun if they were sick and had a deadly disease.
Sure. And they're using real life situations in the storyline to sell tickets and to create a big good guy, bad guy role. So, I mean, it's kind of like the respect thing, like leave the kids and the women out of it. And you know, it's like kind of the old school unwritten rule.
And they had him do that address it the night that Joe, Roman Reigns, addressed and mentioned that the leukemia was back and all that kind of stuff. And it was stepping over the line. And
yeah, I think so.
Now I get it. Nobody knew that he was even there.
Really?
At the event that was in Las Vegas.
Okay.
And whatever the commentator's name is that used to do, he does the barbecue, Ross. Jim Ross said that he didn't even know it until he kind of walked out. Kind of like the Brock Lesnar thing on the wrestling thing.
It goes back to the employer-employee relationship. I mean, it's just a company. It's owned by the McMahons.
And there's nothing you can do.
And yeah, that's the role. That's your job.
Your job is to read the script as it's given to you.
That's what it is.
And then he did.
And he had a choice as an employee to leave and to say not want to do it.
And I respect him more for that.
Sure.
You know, and even if it's not something that you agree with, how do you not respect somebody that's standing up for what he believes? He thought it was awful. He didn't want to go that direction. He didn't want to go the heel, you know, route.
Sure.
Which is one thing. But to address the disease and stuff.
I think it's tacky to use a real life scenario like that to push ratings. I'm not a fan.
So why do you always do it then? Why do you always bring up silly things to push ratings? Yeah, our ratings are through the roof. I get it.
Well, I do that, but that's my job.
Okay.
It's all right, in the script.
I just wanted to address that. So big ups to whatever his name is, John, Joe, Jeremy, Larry, Bobby, Billy,
Perfect.
Did you pull up the card for this weekend?
I do have the card. It's a UFC fight night.
And it's during the day.
It's a daytime.
That's awesome.
Saturday, June 1st, 1 o'clock p.m. EDT.
Which is good because I wouldn't have been able to watch it at night because I'm judging the fights on Saturday.
You are.
I am. World Class Fight League will be out there at the Brian Glazer Boys and Girls Club. Some of the Bucks will be there. Bare Knuckle will have a table there.
Do you need another judge? Because I got laser vision. I got like LASIK.
You may have laser vision, but you have zero credibility.
What do you mean?
What part of that didn't I?
I can count. I mean, like 1, 2, 3.
What's after 3?
Hold on.
5.
I mean, I'm good till about 10. Then I got to take my shoe off.
So World Class Fight League is this Saturday. Doors open at 5. Fights start at 6. And they go for quite a while. Ralph has a lot of fights.
Are you excited about this fight card in Sweden?
I'm excited for the main event for sure.
Are you?
I am.
You don't think, this is a walk away, isn't it?
A walk away?
Isn't this a lay down fight?
I don't know about a walk away. I mean, I think most people are going to expect Gustafsson to win.
Of course.
But
because he's the closest to beat John Jones ever, you know, and he didn't. I mean, his last show, he didn't show that.
So don't you throw that out? How do you go back to the first fight where it was a close fight?
It was a close.
It was close. It was in Toronto. I was there.
Could have gone either
awesome.
Way.
Well, it couldn't because John Jones won.
I know.
So how do you go back to the first fight and look at that when the second fight was a walkover?
Just the way Jones handled Smith so easily. Just a different level.
Well, let's see what Anthony Smith shows up on Saturday.
Yeah.
You know, because he's admitted it was awful. He's admitted all of that.
Sure.
So let's see if he can rebound. And I'd like the matchup. You know, Anthony Smith was walking through people, and Gustafsson is Gustafsson.
And I, you know, I hate to agree with you on anything, but I mean, John Jones is the GOAT. I mean, he makes these top-level guys look.
I don't know if I'm going to call him the GOAT anymore. Because once you test, can you still call someone the GOAT? You know, is Lance Armstrong the GOAT?
Absolutely.
Even though he cheated?
He just said recently that they would have won no matter what.
That's not what he said.
What did he say?
That is not what
he
said.
What did he say?
What I read was,
hold on,
we had to do it to win.
No. He.
That's what he said.
I thought he said we would have won anyway because we were willing to do whatever it took to win. I think that was what he said.
Yeah. He was willing to do whatever it took to win. Cheat.
Right. Like he was willing. Like they were. No one was going to beat them because they would have done anything it took, probably up to losing his life.
I read that he had to do it in order to win. So, how are you the GOAT if you have to cheat to get to that status?
It says Lance Armstrong wouldn't change a thing.
Okay.
About doping scandal that cost him 7 Tour de France titles.
Good for him. That doesn't mean anything. But if he cheated, how is he the GOAT? I mean,
even though he took his 7 titles away, is he still the? We did what we had. This is a quote. Lance Armstrong says, "We did what we had to do to win."
I just said that.
It wasn't legal, but I wouldn't change a thing. Whether it's losing a bunch of money, going from hero to zero, Armstrong said.
Right. So he said he had to cheat to win. So how can he go down as the GOAT when he cheated to win it?
But they said that all top 11 cyclists at the time were using the same techniques. Like they were all doping. Doesn't that level the playing field that they're all doping?
I get it. I'm not saying I hold it against him. He had to cheat to win because other people were cheating. He had to cheat to equal the playing field.
Sure.
I get it.
Right.
But then how does that make you the GOAT? And so I don't know if I can call John Jones the GOAT because of the steroid test.
I have a cycling question for you, though. Like, have you seen that viral video?
Jupiter Bike.
Jupiter Bike is amazing. But, like, have you seen that cycling video where the guy's going downhill and he gets up on his belly on the seat and gets aerodynamic and he passes everyone just going downhill? Everybody's still cycling and pedaling.
No.
And he just flies past them like in the Superman. He's literally, like, laid out in the Superman position. Like, is that legal in... Would that be a legal technique in the Tour de France?
How do I know?
Oh, that's pretty sweet. I'm going to pull up that video for you.
All right. Well, show me the video, and then maybe I will understand it. All right. So run down the rest of the card. Main event, yes, I'm interested in. I don't know if I'll be able to get to see. Well, no, it should be over before I have to leave for World Class Fight League. You just said you had it up.
I did, but then I pulled up the Lance Armstrong article and I had to go back.
You didn't need to pull up Lance Armstrong because I told you what he said.
Yeah, but I have to validate what you say. I have to. There's always going to be a checks and balance here, buddy. Can't just believe everything you say.
What's the card?
You said I was a great co-host. I don't believe that.
I've never said that.
You just want me to say the names because I can't say them.
Who's the co-main?
Volkman. Ozdemir.
Is there any name on the card you can pronounce?
They're all Swedish names. Like, the second guy is Latifi.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah. All right, you got one.
Put me on Jeopardy. Give me a buzzer and a thumb thing.
Oh, back to that before we hit this break. He said that he has a system to ring in.
Right.
That it was something that he practiced. Now, he's also a gambler.
Okay.
You know, he's a gambler in Vegas.
Okay.
And he knows odds. And I mean, he's a smart dude, too, obviously. But, you know, he knows exactly the numbers. He's the first one, I believe, to ever start from the bottom and work his way up, where everybody else goes, you know, the 200, 400. He goes 2,000, 1,800, 1,600.
Yeah.
And when I watched last night, and let's be honest, it's kind of like the bad publicity thing. I've watched Jeopardy 6 times in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I've never watched Jeopardy before.
Yeah, I mean, I watched the episode where he almost got to a million. He didn't win it in that episode, but
he's over 2 now.
Yeah.
So he was losing at the very beginning.
Is he still living in his mom's basement? That's the question.
Probably.
He's a weird dude. Have you seen him in interviews?
Yeah.
It's a weird guy.
And probably. And the dude's a 2 millionaire now.
Yeah.
So it is all good. All right. No other names that you want to throw out?
I mean, there's Jimmy Manua.
Or Manonew.
Manonew. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Then there's Alexander Rakic. Rakic?
God, just keep reading the names.
How do you say these names with the little hyphens over the C? What is that? What's a hyphen over C?
That's what it is.
That's not on my high C like juice pouch.
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. We're going to hit this break, and then we're going to come back with more shenanigans from Matthew.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Vinny LeCavalier, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Since our first store opened in 1969 to our latest acquisition, Mr. Car Wash has always centered on people and bringing them the best service and shine in the car wash industry.
Through continuous research and development, Mr. Car Wash champions the newest technology and services to make your car wash experience better for your vehicle and the environment.
With locations from sea to shining sea, go to MrCarWash.com for more details.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Join NBC, Telemundo, and Michelson Found Animals in our Fund the Shelters Challenge. Animal shelters here in our community need your support. You can lend a helping paw by donating today. Log on to fundtheshelters.com and help shelters compete to win prize money.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is Mike Allstott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Knockout Radio coming to you live from Twitter Pizza every Wednesday from 2 to 4 p.m.
Except for June 19th.
So June 19th will be live from the Press Box Sports Emporium, Southdale Mabry. You have the address?
222
Southdale Mabry, where your boys are.
Don't say names.
Yep.
We're going to give away some tickets, and to register, all you have to do is tell me three of the four names that we said when Dave Feldman was on in the first segment.
I even practiced one of the names. Can I say it?
Don't say nothing. I'm going to round kick you right in the head here in a minute.
I really want to say it.
And I would DM it. I would message it. I wouldn't post it, because then you're going to let everybody know.
Sure.
And then it's going to cut into your chance. But three of the four names. And we will have a drawing. We got to let it go for, you know, because the replays and MMA Weekly and, you know, BTLS and all that stuff, you know, that it'll be on later tonight. So,
of course,
we are going to hook some people up. Maybe even do a meet and greet.
Yeah, that's.
Well, again, we'll definitely have a meet and greet with some of the fighters at the Press Box on the 19th.
Of course.
Wonder when Grossman gets to town.
I don't know.
Because he's coming in for it.
He's coming.
Is he sleeping here at the?
Well, I know he was pretty upset because he made accommodations. He made the commitment. And then there started to be some online chatter about how they were going to wrap the glove. They were going to require the commission
right.
was going to require a glove, that it wasn't going to be true bare knuckle.
I've seen it.
You've seen it. I saw a photo of what I think it is.
Well, no, you didn't see the quote unquote glove. You saw the finished,
the wrap.
You saw the wrap
over the glove,
right?
Which is the full bare knuckle is exposed, like yes. The whole knuckle, the whole top of the hand,
yes.
is exposed.
It's a. What's the word? I can't think of.
It's a wrap.
Yeah, well, no, it is a wrap, but it's the commission said you have to wear a glove, and this is what Dave Feldman said. You have to wear a glove.
Because there's no.
The glove doesn't have to be over anything.
Right.
So it's basically over a wrist.
It's a wrist support.
And
really.
You have a wrist support anyway.
Sure.
Ask Eric in Denver. He knows. That's kind of an inside little
okay.
something.
All right.
So you have a wrap up to the wrist.
Sure.
So it won't be over the thumb. It won't be over the knuckles. So it's a technicality.
Right, of course.
That's the word I was looking for. So, yes, there is a glove.
I mean, I think it's going to make the punches more impactful, I think, with the more support for the wrist.
Yeah, I don't. I don't. I don't think it's going to change anything.
No.
I seriously don't. And like I said, from day one, it will be bare knuckle. And it is
bare knuckle.
Because, and again... I went out on a limb, but common sense. If Dave Feldman would have come to the state of Florida and made them wear a glove, everything that he has done up to this point is null and void.
Sure. Right. Because he compromised for the sake of a bigger market or a bigger state or a better reputation.
And if that was the case, I would have anticipated him canceling Florida.
Right.
And going back to where he was going to go in New Hampshire.
Yep.
Right. It is bare knuckle. The knuckle is exposed.
Fully exposed.
The glove or wrap, per se, has nothing to do, is nowhere near the knuckle. I saw the glove with my own.
Oh, you went out to the car?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's why I went out there. I didn't want you to see it.
I was just gonna, if I wrap my hand in saran wrap, would that still be bare knuckle?
No.
Oh.
Because now your knuckle is wrapped in something.
So that's when I audition for the open fighting on the 15th, I'm going to wrap it up and... Saran wrap and go test.
And
Naked Pizza Man's coming to town.
And glass and nails and everything else you're going to put on the tape.
Ooh, I like your idea.
Yeah.
Is there a movie like that?
I'm sure that had, well, it was, I'm Pretty sure it was in the Warriors.
Is it where they the duct tape like reversed and then they put it in the broken glass?
Something smells pretty good here. Just so
you know. I know. Is that the Iron Man?
I don't know. What does every pizza smell different?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
So it's the meat and whatever. Because normally it's the bread that I smell.
Yeah, the bread's always good. And the garlic.
And I have to stop eating it.
That
you're
roasted
killing
garlic.
Me. You're
what
killing
do you mean?
Because all that weight that I lost on keto, I've put back.
We're going to get you back to the Hooters Calendar Girl figure that you had
I know.
Your 70s and 80s.
Once was like 130 pounds.
Oh, were you? Were?
Yeah. When I was a young adult.
You could have fought Cejudo for the championship in Chicago if you were still hanging around 130.
Well, if you would have brought him in your car.
I'll bring him in Chicago. I'll drive him wherever he wants to go.
In the Uber machine. What's your thoughts on Uriah Faber coming back?
Same as Anderson Silva still fighting, and same as BJ Penn coming back last fight in Brazil.
Which is what?
They should just stay retired.
Why?
Because they've already proven everything they need to prove. They've already done it all. Like, they're not the same fighter. All they're doing now is taking a risk on damaging their legacy, their name, their reputation. And that reputation they're going to take to the grave, which is way longer than their fighting career. The amount of time they still live on earth with that reputation. And I think for these guys, it is about pride. I think it is about ego. And I think it is about their reputation. And I think they should just stay away.
But my thing is, who are you? Who am I? Who are the fans? Who are Joe Public? Who are anybody to say, hey, don't go make some money. Don't go make a living.
You know, he's making money with Team Alpha Male and training fighters and in the corner and still a part of it, still in the back,
sure.
still
sure.
sweating and
sure.
training and grappling and
sure.
teaching the guys the skill sets.
I'm sure that he's making money. But A, and it doesn't matter if he's making more money running the gym or if he's going to make more money and return into the UFC. It doesn't matter. Say you're making X, $1 million a year. Who cares? If somebody offers you money, and it doesn't really matter the amount. Who are you? Who are we? Who am I? Who's Billy behind the counter to say, no, you shouldn't do it? It's okay for you to go make money. It's okay for you to go fight. But it's not okay for Uriah to come back or Anderson to come back. Oh, Anderson and Uriah and all these guys have to live with the decisions they make.
Yeah.
BJ. You know, they all have to make, you know, and live with the decisions that they're making. So
it's kind of like Shane Grossman just posting the Facebook meme of a guy sitting in a bathtub and he's like, well, I might die broke, but I die with a million memories. And, you know, it's kind of the same thing. Like, these guys are doing it for the love. We talked to Tito. He fought for free.
But it doesn't matter if they're doing it for the love. It doesn't matter what the reason is.
It doesn't matter the reason.
You know, money. It could be the money. It could be. It's something.
Well, then there
do.
Should be like a separate division for this, like a retiree, or like a no. Hall of Fame, like a legend status, or some kind of.
But it doesn't have to be a legend status.
Or some kind of like different league where it's not the same, because they're still selling it as like a real fight, but these guys are a lot slower than they used to be. The skill sets aren't as polished and as sharp. They're not at the top of the game like they used to be.
How do you know that?
And because it's just
how do you
it's,
know that
it's
about
follow
Uriah?
Time. It's,
no,
it's,
I mean we
it's
know,
inevitable in
we
every
know
sport.
We know that about Anderson. We've seen it. We know that about
the only sport you can BJ? Still play later in life is golf, and you get better with it. You know, but all these other sports where it requires like, you know, tennis, you're not going to be as fast. You're not going to hit the balls hard. You know, these guys like they can't play at the same level. So you create a different venue for those guys so they can still, you know, close the cage. Close the door, go in and see who's the better man, and let them fight and follow their dream. But, I mean, Emmitt Smith is not the same Emmitt Smith. You got to put him in there right now, he's going to get killed.
You don't know that.
He's going to get crushed.
There's some defensive lines he could still run through.
Yeah.
I'm sure of it.
I mean,
that's not saying how good Emmitt Smith would be right now.
Right.
It's how bad some of these D lines
okay.
are.
Okay, all right. I saw
Emmitt run through some lines at the Super Bowl in Atlanta, dodging people and stuff.
Dodging autographs, dodging photos.
Right, so I could definitely see that, but I don't have a problem with it. I mean, it's a shame, and it's a shame when somebody comes back and they look bad or they get knocked out or whatever. But, again, it's ultimately their decision. Who cares?
Jason Cannonier? Didn't he break Anderson's knee in the last fight, kicked him on an inside leg kick, and I mean, do you really want to see your legends of the sport like go through that punishment? Like, for what?
But it's not
for what.
But it's not your decision to make.
I get it. I know it's their right as a human to do whatever they want and to still make a paycheck. I get it. But
because Joe Fan doesn't want to see their hero go and lose, they should just go sit in a recliner.
Anderson should have never fought Israel. Israel's an up and coming star, the interim belt champion right now. Right? Like he's a dominant, young, youthful guy. Why put him against Anderson Silva? Let Anderson fight BJ Penn or someone in that era where at least it's two guys in the same like age bracket. There should be brackets. Why would you put him up against an up and coming star like Israel? Nobody wants to see it. That's not competitive. That's not awesome. That's not cool. I mean, unless it's like Mr. Miyagi stuff. Like, unless, like, the old wide wizard just dominated a young kid, a talent.
Were you more wax on or wax off?
I'm always waxing on.
Well, you know, wax on was the right hand.
Oh, no.
Wax off was the left. So you went to the right, and then you went to the left. Have you seen Cobra Kai 2 yet?
No.
I haven't either.
No, what?
I just haven't. I don't know if I really want to.
Because one was so good?
It's not so much of that. It's, you know, they're slowly getting away from the characters. They were just talking about quitting. What are they talking about quitting for?
Who?
They were just talking about quitting as they walked out the
door. Oh, they're quitting?
Quentin Rampage Jackson.
I thought my staff was quitting. I was like, oh, who's quitting?
Anybody and everybody.
Player lockout.
It's coming.
Speaking about players, what about
about lockout, it's the bottom of the hour.
What?
That's break time. That's the only time I get some peace and quiet. I don't have to listen to you. I'm turning you off. We are at the bottom. Only one quarter left. We're three quarters down, one quarter to go. A lot of cool stuff still to get to. We are going to give away not one, but two pair of tickets again today from today's show. We're going to wait for a couple days. We're going to let the replays. We're going to let people try to register. To register, all you have to do is message me and be smarter than, you know, most. Don't post it because then everybody's going to see it, and then that's going to cut into your chance to win a pair of tickets to Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship, Saturday, June 22nd. To register, we spoke about it in the beginning of this program. Four guests that will be on the show June 19th, live from the Press Box Sports Emporium, located at 222 South Del Mabry in Tampa. To register to win a pair of tickets, all you need to tell me is three of those four people. Message me. You know how to get a hold of me on Facebook. You know how to get a hold of me on Twitter. You know how to get a hold of me through the website, knockoutradio.com. Send it to me. We will have another drawing. We gave away two pair last week. We'll give away two pair this week and continue giving away two pair up until the event itself, June 22nd. So one more time, tell me three of those four people that will be on the show. And we'll have more than four, but I mentioned four. I need to know three for you to register to win a pair of tickets. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Sergeant.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is the A-Hole Show. Wes Sims here, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris, my main man.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Since our first store opened in 1969 to our latest acquisition, Mr. Car Wash has always centered on people and bringing them the best service and shine in the car wash industry.
Through continuous research and development, Mr. Car Wash champions the newest technology and services to make your car wash experience better for your vehicle and the environment.
With locations from sea to shining sea, go to MrCarWash.com for more details.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Join NBC, Telemundo, and Michelson Found Animals in our Fund the Shelters Challenge. Animal shelters here in our community need your support. You can lend a helping paw by donating today. Log on to fundtheshelters.com and help shelters compete to win prize money.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South El Mabry in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Reggie Bush, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back. Final quarter of this broadcast. All right, so Sean informed me of this. He wanted us to talk about it. Okay. I'm curious of your opinion.
All right.
So Steve Kerr and Greg Popovich, I guess, had a meal together.
Pop.
Okay. Do you have a problem with that?
No. Why?
Popovich had a falling out with Kawhi Leonard.
Right.
When Leonard played for San Antonio and then got traded to You don't think it came up?
Well, you think he's giving inside tips on how to...
You don't think
his weaknesses, his favorite tendencies?
You don't think?
You think that was a collusion? You think like Steve Kerr and Popovich have colluded against the Canadian?
Well, he's not Canadian, but, because I think it's okay to collude against Canadians. I'm cool with that.
That's what happened with the UFC and Elias.
And Elias. I don't know. I mean, impression is everything. So I don't know if Steve Kerr would need any insight. You know,
is this just the NBA's version of
Spygate,
like trash talking, like, you know, just doing a little, you know, just a stunt for the media so the rumors spread and the people talking like we're talking about it right now?
Is this Steve Kerr did this just so that people talk about it?
Is this their face off? Is this their knuckle up and do the thing?
I don't know if you're legally allowed to say knuckle up.
I said knuckle up and do the thing.
Okay.
Because there's more to it. I added to it.
Because knuckle up is a trademarked.
And it rightfully should be.
I like that.
It's awesome.
The line is good.
Perfect. It's kind of perfect for what they're doing.
It's kind of like, you know, eight man strong. It's kind of like tap out. It's kind of like just some of them that just make sense and knuckle up for what they. And where do they fight? Where does.
Square circle.
A squared circle. So much different than an octagon, isn't it?
Oh, way better. I mean, because he said it's the scratch lines is in the old days. That's where they scratch the lines in the sand or the dirt to start the fight. So it starts the action. As soon as the bell rings, you're within striking distance. There's no, like, running across or, like, you know, it's, did I bore you with that?
You talking bores me, but it
does it really?
More times than not. It does. Because I'm always nervous what's going to come out of that pothole.
Well, that's what I'm supposed to do.
You never
the
know.
The element of surprise. It's huge in fighting. It's huge in radio. It's huge in NBA pre-final.
So you are okay with them going to dinner?
Like, they're all. It's just like any other championship. All the work has already been done. These guys aren't going to develop any new skills going into this thing. It's just like fight week for the fighters. There's nothing else they can learn in camp. There's nothing else they can train for. They just have to display what they've already learned, what they already do best. So the games have to be played out, but they're not going to learn anything new that they don't already know. With the scouting and the reporting and the way that these leagues are run now, they know everything that Kawhi does good. They know everything that Kawhi does bad. And Popovich is not in the inside know anymore. He doesn't know if his ankle's hurt. He doesn't know if his tendon is torn.
Well, no.
He doesn't know.
He wouldn't know that stuff, but he would know tendencies. Now
everybody knows the tendency. You watch a tape and see if he goes to his left or dribbles with two fingers.
Well, but it certainly didn't help the Sixers. They knew don't let him go to the side he went to, and they still let him go to that side.
I mean, he hit an incredible Game 7 buzzer beater, which has never happened in the history.
Was it incredible?
It's never happened before.
Was it incredible?
It was incredible. It got a shooter's bounce. Four bounces off the rim before it went in.
So that's not necessarily an incredible shot. It's a lucky shot.
You call it the shooter's touch. You call it luck. You call it
gravity. And we've seen plenty of those. We've seen plenty of lucky shots.
But not Game 7. It's never happened.
But I don't think that changes the shot.
That changes his whole career. His legacy is now cemented because of that one shot.
No, it doesn't.
Absolutely.
No.
That is Michael Jordan shoving the Utah Jazz guy with out of the way and hitting the open jumper and then running down the sideline and taking a swing at the scorer's table. That epic image, that Kawhi shot.
Who was the player that Jordan did that to? What was the team that Jordan did that to?
The Utah Jazz. And it was Scott. Brian Scott.
I don't know. I'm asking you.
I don't know.
I thought it was Craig Elo.
Was it?
And I thought it was Cleveland.
No, I think it was the Utah Jazz. He shoved the guy, just pushed him out of the way and then hit that shot.
Yeah.
But those kind of sports moments get burned into your memory bank, and Kawhi will always be a legend because of that.
I disagree with you. I think maybe, and I'm not going to say that it would, but maybe if they were down one. If he missed the shot, it was no big deal. It was going to overtime.
Right.
Now, yes, they won the game.
Sure.
On that, but
for Canada, they just treated that like they already won the championship. It's just like the Rays when they went to the World Series in 08 and got swept by the Phillies.
I love that.
They felt like they won something. They didn't win anything. They just got a chance to lose to the Phillies.
I was there.
I know. Me too.
What do you mean, you too?
Me too. It's like a movement.
This isn't a U2 movement.
It is.
I was in Philly at the games.
No, I was here at the Rays.
I was there too,
yeah.
Rooting for the Phillies.
You always do.
I think that's the only time I ever rooted.
But the city of St. Pete treats that run, that championship, that buzz, that electric feeling. It was the closest thing we've had since, what, the Bucks winning in 2002?
I don't think it was anywhere near the same.
Was that the last championship for the city, or is it the Lightning? The Bucks 2002 run, like, was that? But I mean, other than that, what else do we have for championship banners? We had nothing. I mean, at least Boston, every 3 months they get one. You know, it's kind of crazy.
I saw something on the Book of Face that said last time a playoff win, and it was like New England, 42 days. the Rams, 47 days. And then it went all the way down to like 62,000 days.
Yeah. I mean, look, the Bruins are in the Stanley Cup. They're going to win another one. I mean, they just create excellence in those markets. Like, that's why their fan bases are so low. That's why it's so diehard like that.
Yeah, I mean, they have a different, better fan base because a lot, not all, but a lot are just bandwagon fans.
Right, and so no matter what happens, if, you know, Golden State sweeps them, which they're supposed to do, and this is just over, Canada will still celebrate that Game 7 buzzer beater by Kawhi as a championship win. They'll talk about it in 20 years.
So they're UCF now in Toronto.
Absolutely. They'll have a banner like national champion. Canada's finest. Elias will be the president. He's a free agent. Put him on the Raptors. Who cares? Put him on the Raptors.
I normally don't root, but I think I'm going to root for Golden State just because I want to watch Drake cry.
Oh, Drake. Oh, poor Drake. I mean, this is big for Drake. He needs
Why?
This.
No, he needs it just because he's a schmo. I didn't think there was
Degrassi needs to win this.
Yeah,
thing.
I know. Since he got out of that wheelchair on Degrassi, I was so impressed. That used to be some of our passwords was like Degrassi and numbers and stuff because that's all my daughter used to watch.
Right.
But I didn't think it was possible for there to be a bigger tool than you, but I think Drake is.
He definitely has more money than me.
No, that goes without saying.
But I'm pretty cool for a tour guy.
I was watching something, and they said that he's bigger than Celine Dion.
Who's Celine Dion?
We're hitting a break because you're an idiot. No. Yeah, you're done. I sometimes you just say things just for me to lose my mind. I can't do it anymore, but I'm going to have to for another 14 minutes. And we'll get to that, our final segment, thank God. And then it'll be 1 week without Schmo to my right anywhere near me. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Stapson. We'll be right back.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
What's up, guys? This is Justin the Highlight Gaethje, and you're about to get KO'd by Knockout Radio.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Since our first store opened in 1969 to our latest acquisition, Mr. Car Wash has always centered on people and bringing them the best service and shine in the car wash industry.
Through continuous research and development, Mr. Car Wash champions the newest technology and services to make your car wash experience better for your vehicle and the environment. With locations from sea to shining sea, go to MrCarWash.com for more details.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Join NBC, Telemundo, and Michelson Found Animals in our Fund the Shelters Challenge. Animal shelters here in our community need your support. You can lend a helping paw by donating today. Log on to fundtheshelters.com and help shelters compete to win prize money.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Hi, this is Baseball Hall of Famer Wade Boggs. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
And we're back. This is Knockout Radio coming to you live from Tour de Pizza 2 every Wednesday from 2 to 4 p.m. Except for... What's the date?
June 19th.
We'll be live from the Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 Southdale Mabry. And come out and you can hang out with the bare knuckle.
Don't say who, because that's how they're going to register to win a pair of tickets. We mentioned it throughout the show. You're going to have to go back. If you
go
just
back,
now tuning in.
Tune in. Go back.
Go back. Tune in. Go back.
Listen live.
Tell me three of the four that will be there or that are scheduled to be there. Three of the four. You don't get bonus if you get the fourth. And we'll have a drawing in a couple days. That way people on the down low, on the downloads and the back doors and, you know, in the back rooms and everybody can register. Because it's all about being fair for everyone.
There you go.
All right. What do you got?
So, I mean, we kind of keep coming back to it, you know, but the UFC's Yoel Romero wins a tainted supplement lawsuit, awarded $27 million in damages for tainted supplements.
How much of that will he see? Now, again, the guy you hang out with.
Yeah, I mean.
Did Hogan get anything?
Hogan sued Gawker and you know, for leaking the tape. And, yeah, I mean, they hide the money. I mean, they layer it. They file bankruptcy under one LLC and open up something else, and they shift it around. So, I mean, he may end up owning the supplement company. He may end up owning the website. He may end up owning their,
which might
their
be
social media tag handles or their – brand or logo, but to convert to $27 million.
So now, what does this do for all the other positive tests? And now, does it open up the door?
And that's the point. I mean, that's what it goes back to, this whole Lance Armstrong thing. You know, like these supplement companies are made in warehouses in like Seminole, Florida, or Largo, like the 5%
nutrition. That's alleged.
What do you mean? It's like the 5% warehouses here. Like they'll all pump you up. These supplements, we don't know what's in them.
Like, I pump you up. That's the dude from Canada.
Well,
Mike Myers.
I'm here to pump you up.
Right?
But who knows what's in these supplements? We don't know. I mean, you know, and so these guys are testing positive for things that they don't know they're taking. They have no idea what's in it. You know, that's why I'm saying they should level the playing field. Like, the chemical that was found in Romero's sample was sounds like a fighter. I'd be Tamorin, whatever that is.
He's 7-0.
Huh?
He's 7-0.
Who is?
I'd be Tamorin.
Yeah, well, he's undefeated, that guy. But he's taking out the top level guys, you know, like knocking them out in the past.
I can't tell if that's a spoon. Oh no, that might be a wrench. The newest meme. Have you seen the newest meme?
No, I've seen
it's pretty good. It's the Matthew McClellan tool.
Oh, I like it. It looks like a hatchet.
Well, the one's the hatchet. The other looks like a wrench.
You're going to offend the Native Americans with that one.
Well, better be careful.
and the spooners, yeah, you're going to offend like the people who like the spoon. Are you a spooner? No. But I think there's so many chemicals in a pre-workout or a recovery shake or a branched chain amino acid mixture where it all says proprietary blend, which just means it's a whatever. You have no idea what it is clinically dosed, you know, and they sell it openly on the market. For me, I'm accused of it. I actually fell into the same trap. I took SARMs after I won my pro card as a natural bodybuilder eating pizza. And now I find out that it's banned. And so I can't compete in natural bodybuilding for another 7 years because I took something that was legal at the time, and now it's not illegal. I mean, going back to the McGuire. Like back when baseball actually was fun to watch, Sammy Sosa, like McGuire, the home run derbies, the Barry Bonds, right? Like that was when Androstene and Androstat, you could buy that at GNC. It boosted your testosterone like 400 times its normal limit for up to whatever, 4 hours or 8 hours. And then it left your system, supposedly. You know, but then here, all of a sudden, they banned that as a steroid. So, and then baseball died. Baseball died with McGuire Sosa, 98.
That's what brought baseball back.
That killed it. No, baseball's dead. It's dead now.
It was dead.
That's what brought it back. And then they killed it when they banned all the substance. Now these guys aren't hitting the long bombs. Now they're not doing what they used to do. Now it's not fun anymore. Now there's only 400 people at the Trop on a
I don't even want to say that that's what killed baseball. Baseball's always been boring.
How many people were at the Trop last night?
Like 5,000? Yeah. Yeah, under 5,000, I think. I love it.
Put them in the Rowdy Stadium.
Well, no, I think 5,000 is perfect because then traffic's not bad.
That's true.
You can get in and out quickly. You know,
you sit in the dugout.
You could play on the field.
I should just go. I can play outfield.
They used to have a media game I used to play all the time. I hit the wall once.
Did you really?
Yeah. Yep.
With a softball?
No. We played. I can't tell you the last time I've been in the Trop.
Yeah. Probably for like the East-West Brett Favre Shrine game, wasn't it?
I can't tell you the last time I was in the Trop. Hmm. I have zero interest in ever going to another baseball game. Truly, I mean, I don't.
I like going to the Phillies outdoor. It's beautiful. Spring training is awesome. We're in the locker room. We're eating the Delco, Philly cheesesteaks.
Well, you like being in locker room, especially male locker room.
I do like the male locker room presence.
I get that. I don't.
And the Naked Pizza Man fits right at home, like with a bunch of athletes.
Yeah, I no. You around athletes, that makes sense.
It's just I like to be naked around other guys.
Yeah. that's better. I can't stand watching baseball. I truly can't. Now, I went to one game this year once the season started.
Okay.
It was a Phillies game. It was opening day. The UFC was in town. And I was bored.
Bryce Harper, your boy?
I was bored.
Yeah?
I was bored.
It's a boring sport.
It really is. And especially when you go to a game with people you don't like. You know, now you can't talk to them and you're bored.
I mean, I get the strategy behind it. And if you're a true, like, diehard fan of the sport, you know that every pitch count, the right-lefty strategies and tendencies, you know, I get it. But for the average fan, it just...
It's awful.
It's just...
I think in order to make baseball more exciting, this is what... Seriously, I'm not trying to be you. I'm trying to be serious. I think that it needs to be at least 6 innings.
Right.
No more than 6.
Okay.
I would go with 4. And then after whatever inning, I would use the softball rule. So if we're going 4, we're going 6, and it cannot be more than 6. But then if it's tied, then you put a runner on second base.
There you go.
No, I would. Yeah. I truly, truly would.
Kind of like the football at the 35 and first one to score wins.
Exactly.
I mean, I think you should just make it like the home run derby. Like you put the pitcher's cage out, they serve balls, and then you hit as many home runs as you can in 6 innings, 6 rounds. And then all the fans in the outfield get a free souvenir. And then it's a home run derby kind of.
Did we talk what Bryce Harper did?
No.
I don't remember what stadium it was at. But end of the inning, he makes the third out in right field. And he turns to throw the ball into the stands and throws it out of the stadium. And he did it on purpose because Bryce Harper is not a nice guy. But it was pretty funny.
Wow. Do you know he's a not nice guy? Or is that like an allegation?
I've talked to him before.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's a $320 million man. He doesn't have to be nice to anybody.
No, of course. He don't care.
He just needs he's got, what, like 10 Romero, like 12 Romero lawsuits already up front?
I don't know.
That's a lot of money. And he doesn't have to worry about, like, somebody hiding it. Like, they're not going to shuffle it around.
he doesn't have to worry about a thing.
Or Trout. Oh, those guys.
And, you know, his agent played for the Cardinals when I was the bat boy.
But you know what? I think he does.
I'm glad that impressed you.
I'm not impressed by that, but I do think it does matter, though. I think if the fans and the people hate you or think that you didn't live up to your expectation, that internal guilt of like always knowing that you suck, like carries on to the grave.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, I mean, no matter how much money you have,
no, it doesn't.
I think these guys care.
No, it doesn't.
If you go out in public and they're like, look, Hogan is a king. He's a legend. He goes out in the street and they adore him. He loves. Like being adored by his fans everywhere he goes. If you're an athlete and you have a tarnished record or you didn't live up to expectation and they booze you when you go out, like you go to dinner and they're like, you suck.
If somebody has $360 million, Conor McGregor, you think he cares if people don't like him?
He does. He breaks their phones if you don't like him.
No, that's not why he broke the phone. No. He broke the phone for other reasons.
Oh, as an Android user.
I'm not saying everyone, but some of them don't care. Like, I don't care what you think of me. Why would I care?
You do.
I don't.
Really?
I truly don't. And why should I? Why would I?
You are the boss, and I'm just the employee.
And it's not even that. It's just, you know, once you get that contract of X amount of hundreds of thousands of millions of dollars, I don't think they care. I think I think more don't care than do care.
Well, I agree with that, but I think there are some that do care. I think they do care.
Some might. When and then they walk into their mansion and they get their robot to get them a soft drink, and then they go back to watching their 440-foot big screen, and I think they go on with it. I truly believe that, and I truly believe we'll continue this discussion next Wednesday. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank the president, Dave Feldman, for stopping by from BKFC. We have more tickets to give away today, next week, the week after, leading up to the 22nd of June. Good, exciting stuff. I want to thank 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. Without their support, we wouldn't be here. We'll see you again next Wednesday. Hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At Nicky Pizza Man 1.
See you next week.
I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.